want it.
All right, that's just cheating.
I cheated.
Just cheating.
I did.
Good morning, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. What's up, America? G'day, world. It is spectacular to be with you at 6 o'clock in the freaking morning in what is a fake Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. I mean, it's not, but it is, you know, like we're all off tomorrow. We got the 4th of July all going to celebrate the birth of this wonderful country. We are all fortunate enough to share with each other. So we're just going to treat today like a Friday because, you know, Fridays get weird up in her.
All right. We're not all off and we're grateful to the people who have to work. I've been there before. So, I mean, you know, but, you know, we're not one of you right now. We're off tomorrow. So
I don't do it anymore, and there's a handful of reasons for it, but at the beginning of my career, I would absolutely work federal holidays. I would work the holidays, and then I would take vacation days elsewhere, and I would work those days because I know there are people that can't have off those days. And if I could come in and talk about football and give them something to do as opposed to listen to generic national sports fill-in host X, who's broadcasting from a place you've never been and don't care to go and talking about sport topics you don't care about, then I was willing to do that. But due to a variety of reasons, that's not always an option here, unfortunately. So here's what I will say. All the shows we've ever done are available on demand at thefanupstate.com. Go back, pick any given day from like the last couple of months that maybe you missed a couple of hours of, and wango bango, there you go.
And now, thanks to new policy, we are posting entire shows. So if you are on a long trip and you want to take us along with you, you can listen to the entire show back to back without having to flip through episodes. Just turn it on and let it go for your entire trip.
Yep. You don't even have to pull over to the rest station, as all of you do when you fidget with your phone. You don't even have to pull over and stop. You just, you know, just push play on the show. Pick your day. Pick a day that something interesting happened the night before. Pick the day you want to listen to. Go there, click play. And you got 4 hours of sports talk entertainment excellence available at your fingertips.
So the voice still isn't entirely back yet.
No, but it's better than it was yesterday. And it'll be better tomorrow, even though you won't hear it, than it is today. And I anticipate by Friday, actually got to get down on Friday, it's going to be a buck.
My wife was like, you got a little loud yesterday. And I was like, yeah, I just wanted to out-talk Rob for once.
Had the opportunity, had to take it.
Yeah, normally I don't do that. But, you know, every once in a while, you got to jump in there and show, hey, I could get loud too. I could actually get louder than that. But, you know.
Listen, as long as you were feeling the vibes. I'm team vibes, and you were bringing vibes yesterday.
It was about the argument. It wasn't about me trying to get loud. Oh, there's a little bit of that in there. I mean, I wouldn't mention it if there wasn't just a little bit. Knowing that if we wanted to get in a shouting match, I'd win for once. Because that voice was not going to take a full.
I was like plus 175 on the betting line for that yesterday. For sure.
Not that I want to do that today or anything, because I still think I probably got a shot.
Also, yeah. What a week for me to decide to do 8 hours of radio every day.
Way to go, you.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to grind, baby.
When national radio beckons, though, you got to do it.
I can't say no. It is. And I'm saying that. The fiance said that when I told her last week. I'm like, yo, FYI, I'm on the radio 3 to 7, as well as my show every day next week, with the exception of Thursday and Monday. I was off, although I did do the 4 hours on BetQL Monday. I said Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm doing both shows. Thursday afternoon, I'm doing the BetQL show. And she goes, you just can't say no, can you? I was like, no, I can't. Why would I? Why would I deprive the people of an extra 4 hours of me? Why would I take away from America like that? That seems backwards.
I appreciate that, because that's exactly what I was thinking. Why would you take that away from America?
I refuse to.
Man, that guy makes me mad.
Bro, there is a, okay, I'm not going to.
Every day.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything that is descriptive about it, but.
Makes me want to park further out, but then that just puts it more in danger.
there is a, let's say, large truck that pulls into our parking lot every day in performance of a job detail that is done daily. And it's a big truck, okay? It's a big truck. And when it comes into our parking lot, it comes into our parking lot from the far side, and our parking lot's a big square, but there's two light poles in the middle. And so to wrap around back to where he's got to go with this truck to perform his required job activities, he comes hauling into the parking lot on a beeline at the back end of Lonzo's car. And then once he gets around the light pole and the little neutral ground where the trees are, he whips that thing over to the left and spins back around to the other side of the parking lot. And every day at about 6:06, when he comes barreling into the parking lot, every day, though it has never caused a problem, Lonzo's eyes get as big around as like milk saucers as he watches this truck that if it hit his car loses that fight every time.
Oh, for sure. And he doesn't need to come in as fast as he look. And then he goes by it again on the way out. I mean, he's messing with me.
On the way out is not a concern. There's only so many places he can take that big-ass truck.
Well, I guess you would have to go. Okay, I get the on the way out. And on the way out, he doesn't go as fast, but he comes barreling through there. You know, one bug to the eye or something, and my car is history. And I'm in a rent-a-car or riding a bicycle. And I just, no, stop it.
Yeah, he does. He does. And the sheer abject terror on Lonzo's face every day when it happens.
And if you're listening right now, sir, stop it. Just slow it down just a little, okay?
Yeah, because you're going to kill my producer. You're going to give him an actual heart attack one day.
Executive producer, co-host. Anyway, I award-winning, by the way. I want to make sure. Many times. Not as many as Stone Man, as he's pointed out, and with his short form. And I do use that word on purpose. Or two words. Anyway, slow down, dude. I mean, you could be a part of the Armada. I don't know. Maybe you're doing it on purpose, but stop.
I don't think he's out to get Chizzo. I don't think. Because I know at least one thing. He's not watching the stream. He takes nothing from it. But my man does come in here. I'll tell you this. If I'm his boss, I'm pretty impressed because he's obviously getting work done in a hurry. My man is flying.
Oh, at least up to this point, skilled driver.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right, we got a lot of stuff we got to get to on the radio program today. We are, of course, now going into day number 3 of NBA free agency, and there are a number of NBA players still available, and there are a number of teams that are still looking for specific players. My New Orleans Pelicans got to find a starting center. Jonas Valanciunas moved on from New Orleans. We don't have a big on the roster at all right now, and we're running out of time at that spot. It's interesting. We're going to talk about that coming up later on in the show, as well as taking a look at some of the bigger NBA free agency moves that have taken place so far, and we will address those. We will grade those out. We will give you the winners and losers, effectively, from the first couple of days of NBA free agency. I've got a couple of different fantasy football projections that I found yesterday evening about the Atlanta Falcons, about the Carolina Panthers that I would like to get into. Y'all know I love, when I am looking season preview, I love to go look at fantasy football projections. Because at the end of the day, fantasy football collections are just about the numbers. Just about productions. We're not taking win-loss totals into effect. We're not taking playoff opportunities into effect. We are just looking at what the numbers are projected to be for players on these teams. And I think that you can then take those numbers and get a pretty solid idea for what an offense or defense is going to look like next year. So I'd like to do that later on in the radio program with the Falcons and the Panthers based on some fantasy football projections that I saw yesterday. And we will. I would like to get into, have you seen the, I'm sure at this point you can't not have, but the story going around about LeBron and Bronny's agent, Rich Paul, before the NBA draft. If you missed it, basically what went down, according to Bob Myers of ESPN, Shams was in on this. A lot of folks were reporting that Rich Paul, who is the agent from Clutch Sports that works for and with LeBron James, apparently got on the phone with multiple other NBA teams and said, if you draft Bronny James, he will not be playing for you. If you draft Bronny James, Bronny's going to go play in Australia. If you draft Bronny James, Bronny is going to play as far away from your team as he can possibly get. Now, there's some interesting aspects to that. One of which is, of course, they could go, okay, that's fine. He can go get some developmental years in Australia where he's going to make a lot less money and be a lot less famous because we're still going to own his draft rights. When he returns to the States, he will still be a member of our team. But on the flip side, there's another element to that because somebody asked me when I was talking about this on Tuesday before this story broke. After the selection of Bronny, when the story broke about the phone calls from Rich Paul. I got asked, well, like, if they're going to own the draft rights to Bronny, why would they not take Bronny James in that spot if he's a player that they wanted? And even if they wanted him just to try to lure LeBron in down the line. Well, the answer is, number one, I don't think anybody did want him, honestly. Like I heard J.J. Redick had a comment in the introductory press conference of Bronny James.
With Bronny, I want to clarify one thing you just said, which is Rob and I did not give.
Like, okay, sure. Why not? What else is he going to say, right? Yeah, we'd like to congratulate Bronny James. We got LeBron's kid. Mission accomplished. We got LeBron's kid.
He could have said, hold on, let me see what LeBron says I should say. Because that's what people seem to think. So
I mean, that's what people seem to think, and it's an absolutely fair thing to think. Are we pretending that it's not? Are we pretending they're drafting Bronny James if LeBron's not on that team? Are we pretending that for a second?
Oh, they're not.
I make-believe.
They absolutely did it because he's on that team.
Of course.
They did it to keep him on that team, although he hasn't signed yet, has he?
No, he's not. But he's going to. That dude's not going anywhere.
What if he didn't?
It'd be the funniest thing LeBron James has ever done in his entire life. What if he came out of the mic one day and he goes, you know, after considering it, I'd like to give LeBronny the opportunity to blossom into an excellent NBA player on his own. And so I've elected to sign with the Phoenix Suns.
Or gotcha, Lakers.
Yeah, right.
He got his son into the league. Now he's out. And he's going somewhere else.
I'm going to replace JJ on the pod. That's what I'm doing. Me and JJ are switching chairs. He's coming to the Lake Show. I'm going to Espen. I think that
he's going back to Cleveland.
Let's not go too far down the Maple Leaf Trail. He's there because LeBron wanted him there. The Lakers brought him there because LeBron wanted him there, and LeBron's going to be there because Bronny's there. That's all this went down. But the interesting thing here was not even I think that this is all spurred on by LeBron James. Not even I think this was spurred on by Rich Paul or J.J. Redick or Bob Pelinka or anybody else. The reason that teams didn't draft Bronny, aside from the fact that it's a high draft pick to waste on a guy who averaged 4.4 points in the Pac-12 last year, is because of the power that Rich Paul has in the league. Rich Paul runs Clutch Sports. The client list of Clutch Sports is effectively last year's All-Star roster. Like everybody. Like every big name superstar, not every, but a huge number of big game superstars are represented by Rich Paul. And while this wasn't a part of the story, it was allegedly just that if you draft Bronny, he's not coming to play for you. It's Lakers or nobody. What Rich Paul does have the power to do is go, and oh, BT Dubs, if you do go against what I'm saying right now as the Lord Littlefinger of the NBA, it's Game of Thrones reference.
I know.
You gave the look. Just making sure.
No. It was about the reference more so than anything. Yeah.
As the little finger of the NBA, Rich Paul.
That show is so old. So I mean,
it really is.
The fact that you're referencing that. That would be like me referencing something from the 70s.
It is not that old. What? Rich Paul as the little finger of the NBA. What he can do in that spot is go, oh, and by the way, if you do draft Bronny James, if you do take this guy at anywhere except 55 overall to the Lake Show, if you do go get him, you know who else doesn't sign for you at any time in the future? Any other player I represent. Any other player that I negotiate for, any other player that comes onto the Clutch Sports roster. And this is one of those spots, great one. You know me. I'm a big free market guy over here. I'm a big let the chips fall where they may. Let people make money the best way they can make money. But does that not feel a little wrong? It kind of feels like it.
This feels like business. I mean, it's out front. We're seeing it more, but that kind of stuff happens all the time.
It does. And I don't like it. I don't like it. There's something about it that feels dirty to me. Hey, if you don't let LeBron James have his way, then I will make sure that you have no access to top-notch players for your basketball team for the near future. What if the Pellies decided that they wanted Bronny because they needed a shooting guard on the roster? And they do. And they went ahead and took him at 52. And then Rich goes, not only do you not get that guy, but no Clutch Sports guys are coming to you in the future. My team just took a huge hit. Why? Because we wanted a draft-eligible player? Doesn't that feel kind of dirty? We're going to talk about that later on in the broadcast. We got some NFL to get to on the show today. We're like 60 days from college football, dude. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Robin Lonzo with you. Here's what I really find interesting about this Rich Paul thing. And I will start by acknowledging that there are very few agents that have the amount of pull that Rich Paul has. There's just not a lot of them. But there are a few. Remember for a few years there in the NFL, Lonzo, Drew Rosenhaus was everybody's agent. Everybody who was a Pro Bowler was represented by Drew Rosenhaus.
Especially, was it T.O.?
T.O.
Yeah.
That's my quarterback, man. T.O.'s workout out in the driveway that day. My man out there just doing crunches on the pavement like it's no big deal. That was the Rosenhaus era. And Drew Rosenhaus was the power player in the NFL. Now, there's not a lot of Rich Pauls out there because there's a lot of money to be spread around between a lot of teams. But there are a few of them. And that's why this is really interesting to me, because I wonder what this does for the future of other sports. We have seen some big-time players get into the game. He's in trouble now for doing it, but Pitbull launched a sports agency at one point. Mr. Worldwide launched a sports agency at one point. Who was the other? There was another rapper that lost it. Was it Jay-Z? Jigga, I think, did it. I think Jigga did it. I think Lil Wayne's got a sports agency up and running right now. Yeah, Jay-Z. Yeah, Rock Nation Sports. That's it. Thank you very much for that text. Good call. Rock Nation's up. Young Money is up. That's Lil Wayne. No Limit Sports. Master P is in the game right now. Right? Like, we're seeing a lot of these pop up. And as more young players enter into the game, and guys like Jay-Z and Lil Wayne and I guess Master P have time to learn how the game works and gain more influence in the world. Because, like, it's one thing if Wayne comes and says, I want to be your agent to a draft pick. Because that's Lil Wayne, right? You all saw the influence that that guy had when he was showing up at Colorado games last year. And all of a sudden, like, there were a lot of highly touted recruits that started getting more interested in Colorado. The influence that guys like that have, the influence that guys like that have is immense around young players. And I'm sure this is probably to some degree true of every generation, though just with different genres. But as guys like that get more invested and more knowledgeable and more experienced, and they start gaining more influence because Jay-Z works out a fantastic deal for some rookie somewhere that signed on with him, and now some older vets are going, oh, that's dope, and I get to be friends with Jay-Z? That sounds great. You could start seeing the potential. Jay-Z, for a hot minute, was one of the most influential people on the planet, right? Right around the he and Beyonce power couple in their early stages day. Jay-Z was one of the most influential people on planet Earth. So if a guy like that started winning over young players coming out of college, going to the NFL, going to the NBA, whatever, I could see one of these guys becoming a sports agency mogul and having the influence that a Rosenhaus or a Rich Paul has had in years gone by. And if that turns into the case, I have said before, one of the hard things to accept is that without some sort of governmental oversight, capitalism leads to monopoly. It's inevitable. It is an inevitable reality that capitalism leads to a monopoly without some sort of governmental regulation. I'm not saying overregulation. I'm not saying the bureaucrat should run everything. But the belief that pure, unbridled capitalism is good is a wrong assumption, just like the exact opposite. Pure, unbridled communism, socialism, whatever, is a bad thing. The reality is, if you want an economic system to work, it's got to be somewhere in the middle. It's got to have traits of both, right? So when I translate that down into a sports conversation, specifically about agents, in years gone by, the discussion about draft power plays was always what? John Elway, Eli Manning, Bo Jackson. Guys that called their shot. Eli Manning saying, you can draft me, but I'm not playing for you. And forcing the Chargers. Remember when Eli got up on the stage and he like had the Chargers jersey and put on the Chargers hat, when we all knew good and damn well he was never going to play a down for that team?
The first point that I realized that I don't like Eli Manning, yes. It's just annoying. He's grown on me later, but then cannot stand him.
A lot of people couldn't. A lot of people couldn't because a lot of people had that mindset of, you are fortunate to be an NFL player. You play where you're drafted, like everybody else.
No, that was a thing where daddy wanted him to play somewhere else. At least that was the perception that I got.
That was the perception.
And daddy got what he wanted.
I mean, daddy is football royalty, all right? You shan't speak ill of Archie. You're not going to do it. But it wasn't just them. Bo Jackson did it with the Buccaneers back in 86. He said, don't draft me. I'm going to play baseball. You'll be wasting a pick. And there was a belief at the time that it wasn't so much that he did want to play football as he didn't want to play football for Tampa Bay. But they drafted him anyway, and he didn't show up. He went back into the pool. He ended up getting drafted by the Raiders the next year. I am interested in what the response from leagues is going to be here. Because on one hand, there's something about the concept of a draft. We want to spread talent around the league, right? But the more I thought about it, the more I thought about this Rich Paul situation, Zoe, I cooked up a little bit of a hot take. I'd be willing to bet in the next 20 years, drafts aren't a thing anymore. I'd be willing to bet in 20 years, drafts aren't a thing anymore. I'd be willing to bet that in the next 20 years, when a season comes to its end, players just go into free agency. They just become free agents. And they become free agents who enter into the free agency pool, and they will go up onto the free agency block at the same time as everybody else. Because the more you have these Rich Paul situations, the more pointless the draft becomes. And it's certainly not widespread yet. It's only a couple of guys here and there.
Maybe in basketball. There's no way you could do that in football with the amount of draft picks. There are less draft picks in basketball. So you could possibly pull it off there, but I don't think you'd do that in the NFL.
Why? For every guy that gets drafted, somebody in the league loses their job already?
Because of how big the NFL draft has become TV-wise and the money from that, they will do everything they can to make sure that doesn't happen.
Oh, they absolutely will. They absolutely will. But I also don't wonder if there's not a point sometime down the line where you have a couple more Eli Manning situations spurred on by guys like Rich Paul, by guys like Drew Rosenhaus, who go out there and go, yeah, Chicago, we know you have the number one overall pick. But Caleb Williams does not want to play there, so don't draft him. Now, there is one thing that hurts the argument for this in the NFL, and the thing that hurts the argument for this in the NFL, obviously, is the fact that as of right now, there's no I'm going to Australia threat like there was with Bronny. But I kind of wonder, and I'm not the only one, because Mike Florio put up an article about this on Pro Football Talk. I talked about this on Monday's show on You Better You Bet with PJ Glasser. I said, look at the NBA. I'm to the point now where if we're keeping it a buck, the NBA draft is kind of pointless now, right? Everybody's all up in arms that Bronny James got drafted because of the nepotism and the this and the that, and that's all well and good. Hey, quick trivia question. I've asked you this every day this week that I've been on, which is two of them. Who got drafted 54th? Who got drafted 56th? Who got drafted 57th, 58th? 50th? Name me one of them off the top of your head. Who got drafted 58th in this year's NBA draft? And then I would go one step further, because I think PJ asked me this when I said that, and it's a very valid point. Hey, Lonzo, who got drafted 10th in the NBA draft? Right? Like, it's not the same.
Well, but I don't pay attention to the NBA draft usually until this year, because I was curious about Bronny, because a lot of those guys don't play right away. I mean, the top five or six do. It's not like the NFL. When you get drafted in the NBA, there is developmental.
There absolutely is.
It's probably like the later rounds of the NFL. Like, people don't pay attention to that unless they're just looking who went from my team.
Here's what Florio Wright in that wrote here. Here's what Florio Wright words. He said, quote, As more players who are making more money in college make it to the draft, they'll become less bashful about telling teams how it's going to be, about bucking the outdated notion that it's an honor and a privilege to be on the wrong end of the pro football Harry Potter sorting hat, sent to a place they don't want to live, to play for a team they don't want to join. It's overdue. It's inevitable. I'm rooting for it, in part because I love a good story, and in part because we've seen NFL careers derailed by starting out with a dysfunctional organization. If that happens to enough dysfunctional organizations, maybe they'll make a real effort to no longer be dysfunctional. Football people complain from time to time about players who seem entitled. Frankly, nothing says entitled like a crappy franchise taking solace in the fact that failure gives them automatic dibs on the best of the best incoming players. And I think he's spot on with that, dude. Like, he's spot on.
He said Harry Potter.
He did use a Harry Potter reference. It just tells me that the world of sports broadcasting, heavily, heavily occupied by secret nerds who sometimes let it out. Not me and Zoe. We're just open nerds. We don't care. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Texas says, in my opinion, LeBron's kids are going to be like Jordan's kids playing basketball. It's a story now. In 5 years, no one will care because he's not NBA talent.
Yeah, but we've seen second-generation players come in and do pretty good.
Sure.
Like Larry Nance Jr. Yep. I mean, he's not top-notch, but he's had a pretty good career.
And he's more than good enough. That's why Atlanta was willing to send DeJounte Murray down to New Orleans to get him. For sure. That's why it was an acceptable trade him in Dyson Daniels. I will say a couple of things. First off, I want to be clear. I do not necessarily believe that Bronny James is going to be an NBA success or failure. I will say this. If anybody's ever been set up to be an NBA success, Bronny James is that guy. Think about the developmental program that he's got in place for him. Not only is his dad arguably, I'm not trying to have the argument, but arguably, the greatest basketball player in the history of basketball. If he's not, even if you're a LeBron hater, you're not putting him below like four, right? Like, he's a top five all-time player, even if you don't like him.
The real haters will tamp him down as far as they can get him. But you can't go out of top five.
You can't go out of top five. Michael Kobe. Maybe you'd want to throw Magic in there above LeBron. I'm not going to. I'm a big Oscar Robertson guy. Like, maybe you would throw the Big O in there. I don't think so. But I would say you cannot put LeBron any farther down than top five all time. I don't care how you feel about him personally. I don't care how you feel about his attitude on or off the floor. You can't knock him down lower than top five player of all time. So, Bronny James has been quite literally raised by one of the top five players in the history of the game. Bronny James has had access to coaching and resources that very few college players ever do. And now that he is a Laker, now that the Lakers have spent the draft pick on him, oh, by the way, Bronny's rookie contract, because there's no point in joining him, of drafting him, if he's not on the team, right? Bronny's contract guarantees him a place on the active roster in the regular season. Guarantees him a place. I'm trying to think, but I can't recall that ever being a thing before, that a rookie contract guaranteed a guy a spot on the active NBA in-season, regular season roster. I can't think of one. I'm not saying it's never happened, but I can't think of it. Why would they do that? So he's on the floor with LeBron. So he's on the same court. He's on the same bench as LeBron, of course. Like, this isn't shocking anybody. But it is, to me, it is very interesting. So, you also have to consider the Lakers, because Bronny is guaranteed a spot, they don't want to. Remember, all of this discussion, all of this debate, all of the politicking, all of the phone calls, all of the moves, all done with one thing on the mind of the LA Lakers. This is not a Lakers segment. This really is a future of the sport segment. But you got to go through the Lakers setup to get there. All of this was done so that the Lakers could keep LeBron James on the team. I've already told you why that's important. I don't care if LeBron's going to be 40 next season. LeBron is still, if I asked you to power rank players in the NBA, LeBron James is still a top 10 player in the NBA. Anybody disagree with that? Top 10 player in the league. So, if he is a top 10 player in the NBA, the Lakers are doing all of this to keep a top 10 player in the NBA on the roster. Because the reality is, a lot of the guys that are there, if LeBron James leaves, they're going to want out too. If LeBron James leaves, the Lakers instantly enter hard reboot. Hard reboot. Turn Canadian there for a second.
Yeah, every once in a while.
A reboot.
Every once in a while, you go Canadian, and it just has me worried.
I don't know where that came from.
That you've been fooling us all along, and you're not from Florida or New Orleans. You're actually from Canada.
That's why I wear short sleeves in the winter. The Lakers go hard reboot when LeBron James leaves, whether it's this year or next.
Yeah, aren't they trying to set up some things? I mean, they're grabbing some pieces. I don't know.
They are, but I mean, they're all complimentary to LeBron James, right? They're not bringing another star.
It's that abnormal to any other star being on a team.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. Just so we're clear, not at all. With the exception that LeBron James is 40 years old. He's got his one season with his boy now. Does he go more than one season? It seems like it's a lot in mortgaging the future to keep the window open for one, maybe two more years with LeBron James, which is understandable.
Oh, for sure. If they were to win the championship, which is not completely out of the realm of possibility, if they were able to win a championship, he's gone.
100%.
Because he wins another championship and he wins it with his son.
100%. There's no question about that.
So if he signs with the Lakers, which he hasn't done yet, but if he does, probably not going anywhere else. When he leaves, he's probably leaving the game.
Yeah. He's a Laker till he's out. Mainly because Bronny's a Laker until he's out. So the Lakers, all of this to circle back around to where I started, which is that the Lakers are going to heavily invest in the production of Bronny. And I know that people have been, and even I, have been running on and on about the fact that Bronny averaged less than 5 points a game for USC. But let's not forget, Bronny almost died. And that's not me being, you know, dark humor funny. He literally almost died. And when he came back to the Trojans, he missed like half the season, my dudes. He missed like half the season. So that five and a half, that five, four and a half, well, over four and a half, let's say almost five per game. Well, no, it was four and a half. Well, 4.4, I think. That 4.4 a game that he put up was effectively with no preseason, no offseason, and no first half of the regular season. That was pulled together on the fly, right? I'm not saying he's one of the best players in the draft. Quite the opposite. If he was that, the Lakers would have grabbed him with the first overall pick, not the 55th. But what I will say is there's a lot of potential in Bronny James. And by the way, when LeBron retires, do you think LeBron's just going to suddenly stop coaching Bronny? Do you think he's going to suddenly stop being involved? Do you think he's going to suddenly stop working with the Lakers to make sure he's developed? No. No, of course he's not. You can say many things about LeBron James. You can say stuff about his political views. You can say stuff about his business dealings and aspects of his life away from the basketball court. But one thing you can't say about the guy, from what we know, he's never been anything but a stellar husband and father, right? Like there, you can knock him on his politics, all right? And that's okay. We all get our views. He's got his. You've got yours. You can knock him on his business dealings. The whole thing with China and Tibet and the Space Jam movie. I got to tell you, even as a Braun stan, I felt a little dirty with all that, right? I'm like, LeBron, is that worth it? Is it worth it, dog? Is it worth it? But one thing you can't do is question him as a father and a husband. That we are aware of. LeBron has never been caught cheating. And let's call it what it is. LeBron's a dude that if he leaves his front door, has got 1,000 cameras capturing every move he makes. There's no secreting around for LeBron James. If LeBron James farts in public, it's on TMZ Sports in 5 seconds. It's unavoidable. Not got caught cheating. Has, from everything we understand, been an excellent father. Constantly showing up at his kids' games. And by the way, not just showing up at his kids' games, but like not being disruptive at his kids' games, right? You'd think a guy like LeBron would be very tempted to go over to a coach coaching one of his kids and be like, yo, what are we doing here? I'm LeBron James. I know this game. What are you doing, guy? Hadn't done that. Shows up, supports his kids, signs the autographs and takes the pictures for the teams that his kids are beating up on and then leaves. So LeBron's not just going to step away suddenly when he leaves basketball. He's going to keep helping to develop Bronny. So the reason Bronny James has gotten away with it, I don't want to say gotten away with it because it makes it sound like Bronny James did something wrong. I don't think he did. He orchestrated a way for him to be on a basketball team with his old man. I'm going to tell you right now, if I was in Bronny James' shoes, I'd have done the exact same thing.
But this is something we've all seen coming when he declared for the draft. I mean, it would have been a shocker if he hadn't been drafted by the Lakers.
I don't disagree. I think the shocker is the phone calls from Rich Paul, right? I think the shocker is that the most powerful agent in basketball is on the horn to other teams going, do not draft this kid. He is not coming to play for you. But again, if I was Bronny, I'd have done the same thing. I'd give everything in this world that I own to spend 10 minutes talking with my dad again, right? Yes, I would have done anything for that. So I'm not upset with Bronny at all. I'm not even upset with LeBron. The Rich Paul thing, like I said, it makes me feel a little gross because two things happen now. Number one, if you're an agent, or excuse me, if you're a player and you're looking for an agent, or hell, even if you're not looking for an agent, but Rich Paul calls and goes, I got room for another guy under my umbrella. Are you in? You telling me you're going to say no to that guy? That guy's got the power to quite literally manipulate the draft. The draft. Where team and in an era where NBA teams are trying to follow the Celtic way and start to develop teams, start to develop players, right?
Maybe you don't take the call.
How do you not take the call?
Just don't answer it.
Right, but like there's voicemails and text messages. Rich goes, cool, GM of the Hornets, Mavericks, whatever. You didn't answer my call. That's fine. I'm going to text you. Here's the text. If you draft Bronny, he's going to Australia. He's not going to play for you. He'll let the rights run out, and then he'll come back and play somewhere else. My man's got the ability to manipulate the draft, or at least he's got the image that he can manipulate the draft. So if I'm a player that is looking to get the most economic impact out of my career, why in the world would I sign up to have anybody but Rich Paul as my agent? And if Rich Paul ends up building a roster that is half the NBA All-Star team, and he's already got the power to manipulate the draft, as he just did, or at least it feels like, and then he ends up with half the NBA All-Star roster under his umbrella, what more power can he get? That man could quite, I mean, I know I kind of jokingly called him the little finger of the NBA earlier, it's not really a joke at that point. At that point, that man can pretty much call his shots, right? He can marry Sansa Stark off to Lord Greyjoy. I'm going deep into the Game of Thrones plot here.
Yeah, I recognize the last name, the Stark thing. So,
yeah. Sansa was Nettard Stark's oldest daughter, the redhead. She would go on to eventually be the Warden of the North while Jon Snow was off with Daenerys Targaryen, preparing to fight the White Walkers while also threatening a two-front assault on King's Landing, which is where Cersei Lannister was. After Joffrey and Tommen took their, you know, were dealt with Game of Thrones style. There's a lot of lore here. The point is, that man could become the Lord Littlefinger of the NBA, and I don't know how you stop it at that point because you've let it go on long enough that trying to create rules against it would end up in litigation that I don't think the NBA can win. So I don't know. I don't know how this plays out. I don't know which direction this goes. Texter said, you don't draft Bronny and never have an intention to use, or you draft Bronny, never have an intention to use him and make the Lakers trade more for him. Like, yeah, sure. Except for, even if a lot of guys in that range don't go on to be NBA superstars, what did I say won the Boston Celtics the NBA Finals this year? Depth. Depth.
You do not draft Bronny with no intention. You draft Bronny because LeBron's free agent and you think you can get him to come to your team.
Absolutely.
That's why the threats had to be made.
But all of that has been worked under the assumption that LeBron would have been willing to leave the Lakers to go to whoever drafted Bronny. And I don't necessarily know that that's true. Remember, this is about legacy for LeBron, too. What's LeBron want to do when he gets out of basketball? Wants to be a Hollywood megastar, right? Wants to be an actor, wants to be an agent, wants to be a producer. He's in L.A. That's the place for it. He may not have wanted to leave. But I simply ask the question, are we good ending up in a spot that an agent has the ability to manipulate the draft, which in my opinion leads to him having the ability to manipulate free agency to a ridiculous degree, and therefore the league itself? Could this be the end of the NBA draft because of it? We'll find out. I'm Rob Brown. He's Lonzo, and he is about to charm your pants off, maybe literally, with his sports flash.
It's not necessary if you want to. I mean, that's up to you. The Atlanta Braves dropped the first of a three-game set against the Giants yesterday, 5-3. Ronaldo Lopez worked 4.1 innings, surrendering a pair of earned runs, while San Francisco rookie Hayden Birdsong earned the win. Former Brave Jorge Soler recorded one of the three Giants home runs, while the Braves generated just six hits on the night. Atlanta is now 46-37, 9 games back of Philadelphia. The Charlotte Hornets all-time points leader Kemba Walker announced his retirement from the game in a social media post yesterday. Walker won a national championship at UConn and was a four-time All-Star after being drafted 9th overall by Charlotte in 2011. Hey, tune in this afternoon, 3-7 p.m. for a brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, a lot of fun. Wire to Wire.
Texas says, in my opinion, LeBron's kids are going to be like Jordan's kids playing basketball. It's a story now. In 5 years, no one will care because he's not NBA talent.
Yeah, but we've seen second-generation players come in and do pretty good.
Sure.
Like Larry Nance Jr. Yeah. I mean, he's not top-notch, but he's had a pretty good career.
And he's more than good enough. That's why Atlanta was willing to send DeJounte Murray down to New Orleans to get him, for sure. That's why it was an acceptable trade him in Dyson Daniels. I will say a couple of things. First off, I want to be clear. I do not necessarily believe that Bronny James is going to be an NBA success or failure. I will say this. If anybody's ever been set up to be an NBA success, Bronny James is that guy. Think about the developmental program that he's got in place for him. Not only is his dad arguably, I'm not trying to have the argument, but arguably, the greatest basketball player in the history of basketball. If he's not, I don't, even if you're a LeBron hater, you're not putting him below like four, right? Like he's a top five all-time player.
I don't know, if you don't like him. The real haters will tamp him down as far as they can get him. But you can't go out of top five.
You can't go out of top five. Michael Kobe, maybe you'd want to throw Magic in there above LeBron. I'm not going to. I'm a big Oscar Robertson guy. Like maybe you would throw the big O in there. I don't think so. But I would say you cannot put LeBron any farther down than top five all time. I don't care how you feel about him personally. I don't care how you feel about his attitude on or off the floor. You can't knock him down lower than top five player of all time. So Bronny James has been quite literally raised by one of the top five players in the history of the game. Bronny James has had access to coaching and resources that very few college players ever do. And now that he is a Laker, now that the Lakers have spent the draft pick on him, oh, by the way, Bronny's rookie contract, because there's no point in joining him, of drafting him, if he's not on the team, right? Bronny's contract guarantees him a place on the active roster in the regular season. Guarantees him a place. I'm trying to think, but I can't recall that ever being a thing before, that a rookie contract guaranteed a guy a spot on the active NBA in-season, regular season roster. I can't think of one. I'm not saying it's never happened, but I can't think of it. Why would they do that? So he's on the floor with LeBron. So he's on the same court. He's on the same bench as LeBron, of course. I'm like, this isn't shocking anybody. But it is, to me, it is very interesting. So you also have to consider the Lakers, because LeBron, because Bronny is guaranteed a spot, they don't want to. Remember, all of this discussion, all of this debate, all of the politicking, all of the phone calls, all of the moves, all done with one thing on the mind of the LA Lakers. This is not a Lakers segment. This really is a future of the sport segment. But you got to go through the Lakers setup to get there. All of this was done so that the Lakers could keep LeBron James on the team. I've already told you why that's important. I don't care if LeBron's going to be 40 next season. LeBron is still, if I asked you to power rank players in the NBA, LeBron James is still a top 10 player in the NBA. Anybody disagree with that? Top 10 player in the league. So if he is a top 10 player in the NBA, the Lakers are doing all of this to keep a top 10 player in the NBA on the roster. Because the reality is, a lot of the guys that are there, if LeBron James leaves, they're going to want out too. If LeBron James leaves, the Lakers instantly enter hard reboot. Hard reboot. Hard reboot. Hard reboot. Turn Canadian there for a second.
Yeah, every once in a while.
A reboot.
Every once in a while, you go Canadian. And it just has me worried.
And I know where that came from.
That you've been fooling us all along and you're not from Florida or New Orleans. You're actually from Canada.
That's why I wear short sleeves in the winter. The Lakers go hard reboot if LeBron James, when LeBron James leaves, whether it's this year or next.
Yeah, but aren't they trying to set up some things? I mean, they're grabbing some pieces. I don't know.
They are, but I mean, they're all complimentary to LeBron James, right? There's no, but they're bringing another star.
It's that abnormal to any other star being on a team.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. Just so we're clear, not at all. With the exception that LeBron James is 40 years old. He's got his one season with his boy now. Does he go more than one season? It seems like it's a lot in mortgaging the future to keep the window open for one, maybe two more years with LeBron James, which is understandable.
Oh, for sure. If they were to win the championship, which is not completely out of the realm of possibility, if they were able to win a championship, he's gone.
100%.
Because he wins another championship and he wins it with his son.
100%. There's no question about that.
So if he signs with the Lakers, which he hasn't done yet, but if he does, probably not going anywhere else. When he leaves, he's probably leaving the game.
Yeah. He's a Laker till he's out. Mainly because Bronny's a Laker until he's out. So the Lakers, all of this to circle back around to where I started, which is that the Lakers are going to heavily invest in the production of Bronny. And I know that people have been, and even I, have been running on and on about the fact that Bronny averaged less than 5 points a game for USC. But let's not forget, Bronny almost died. And that's not me being, you know, dark humor funny. He literally almost died. He literally almost died. And when he came back to the Trojans, he missed like half the season, my dudes. He missed like half the season. So that five and a half, that five, four and a half, well, over four and a half, let's say almost five per game. Well, no, it was four and a half. Well, 4.4, I think. That 4.4 a game that he put up was effectively with no preseason, no offseason, and no first half of the regular season. That was pulled together on the fly, right? I'm not saying he's one of the best players in the draft. Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. If he was that, the Lakers would have grabbed him with the first overall pick, not the 55th. But what I will say is there's a lot of potential in Bronny James. And by the way, when LeBron leaves, when LeBron retires, do you think LeBron's just going to suddenly stop coaching Bronny? Do you think he's going to suddenly stop being involved? Do you think he's going to suddenly stop working with the Lakers to make sure he's developed? No. No, of course he's not. You can say many things about LeBron James. You can say stuff about his political views. You can say stuff about his business dealings and aspects of his life away from the basketball court. But one thing you can't say about the guy, from what we know, he's never been anything but a stellar husband and father, right? Like there, you can knock him on his politics, all right? And that's okay. We all get our views. He's got his, you've got yours. You can knock him on his business dealings. The whole thing with China and Tibet and the Space Jam movie. I got to tell you, even as a Bron stan, I felt a little dirty with all that, right? I'm like, LeBron, is that worth it? Is it worth it, dog? Is it worth it? But one thing you can't do is question him as a father and a husband. That we are aware of. LeBron has never been caught cheating. And let's call it what it is. LeBron's a dude that if he leaves his front door, has got 1,000 cameras capturing every move he makes. There's no secreting around for LeBron James. If LeBron James farts in public, it's on TMZ Sports in 5 seconds. It's unavoidable. Not got caught cheating. Has, from everything we understand, been an excellent father. Constantly showing up at his kids' games. And by the way, not just showing up at his kids' games, but like not being disruptive at his kids' games, right? You'd think a guy like LeBron would be very tempted to go over to a coach coaching one of his kids and be like, yo, what are we doing here? I'm LeBron James. I know this game. What are you doing, guy? Hadn't done that. Shows up, supports his kids, signs the autographs and takes the pictures for the teams that his kids are beating up on and then leaves. So LeBron's not just going to step away suddenly when he leaves basketball. He's going to keep helping to develop Bronny. So the reason Bronny James has gotten away with it, I don't want to say gotten away with it because it makes it sound like Bronny James did something wrong. I don't think he did. He orchestrated a way for him to be on a basketball team with his old man. I'm going to tell you right now, if I was in Bronny James' shoes, I'd have done the exact same thing.
But this is something we've all seen coming. When he declared for the draft, I mean, it would have been a shocker if he hadn't been drafted by the Lakers.
I don't disagree. I think the shocker is the phone calls from Rich Paul, right? I think the shocker is that the most powerful agent in basketball is on the horn to other teams going, do not draft this kid. He is not coming to play for you. But again, if I was Bronny, I'd have done the same thing. I'd give everything in this world that I own to spend 10 minutes talking with my dad again, right? Yes, I would have done anything for that. So I'm not upset with Bronny at all. I'm not even upset with LeBron. The Rich Paul thing, like I said, it makes me feel a little gross because two things happen now. Number one, if you're a player and you're looking for an agent, or hell, even if you're not looking for an agent, but Rich Paul calls and goes, I got room for another guy under my umbrella, are you in? You telling me you're going to say no to that guy? That guy's got the power to quite literally manipulate the draft. The draft. Where team and in an era where NBA teams are trying to follow the Celtic way and start to develop teams, start to develop players, right?
Maybe you don't take the call.
How do you not take the call?
Just don't answer it.
Right, but like there's voicemails and text messages. Rich goes, cool, GM of the Hornets, Mavericks, whatever. You didn't answer my call. That's fine. I'm going to text you. Here's the text. If you draft Bronny, he's going to Australia. He's not going to play for you. He'll let the rights run out, and then he'll come back and play somewhere else. My man's got the ability to manipulate the draft, or at least he's got the image that he can manipulate the draft. So if I'm a player that is looking to get the most economic impact out of my career, why in the world would I sign up to have anybody but Rich Paul as my agent? And if Rich Paul ends up building a roster that is half the NBA All-Star team, and he's already got the power to manipulate the draft, as he just did, or at least it feels like, and then he ends up with half the NBA All-Star roster under his umbrella, what more power can he get? That man could quite... I know I kind of jokingly called him the little finger of the NBA earlier. It's not really a joke at that point. At that point, that man can pretty much call his shots, right? He can marry Sansa Stark off to Lord Greyjoy. I'm going deep into the Game of Thrones plot here.
Yeah, I recognize the last name, the Stark thing. So,
yeah. Sansa was Nettard Stark's oldest daughter, the redhead. She would go on to eventually be the Warden of the North while Jon Snow was off with Daenerys Targaryen, preparing to fight the White Walkers while also threatening a two-front assault on King's Landing, which is where Cersei Lannister was. After Joffrey and Tommen took their, were dealt with. Game of Thrones style. There's a lot of lore here. The point is, that man could become the Lord Littlefinger of the NBA, and I don't know how you stop it at that point because you've let it go on long enough that trying to create rules against it would end up in litigation that I don't think the NBA can win. So I don't know. I don't know how this plays out. I don't know which direction this goes. Texter said, you don't draft Bronny and never have an intention to use, or you draft Bronny, never have an intention to use him and make the Lakers trade more for him. Like, yeah, sure. Except for even if a lot of guys in that range don't go on to be NBA superstars, what did I say won the Boston Celtics the NBA Finals this year? Depth. Depth.
You do not draft Bronny with no intention. You draft Bronny because LeBron's free agent and you think you can get him to come to your team.
Absolutely.
That's why the threats had to be made.
But all of that has been worked under the assumption that LeBron would have been willing to leave the Lakers to go to whoever drafted Bronny. And I don't necessarily know that that's true. Remember, this is about legacy for LeBron too. What's LeBron want to do when he gets out of basketball? Wants to be a Hollywood megastar, right? Wants to be an actor, wants to be an agent, wants to be a producer. He's in L.A. That's the place for it. He may not have wanted to leave. But I simply ask the question, are we good ending up in a spot that an agent has the ability to manipulate the draft, which in my opinion leads to him having the ability to manipulate free agency to a ridiculous degree, and therefore the league itself. Could this be the end of the NBA draft because of it? We'll find out. I'm Rob Brown. He's Lonzo, and he is about to charm your pants off, maybe literally, with his sports flash.
It's not necessary. If you want to, I mean, that's up to you. The Atlanta Braves dropped the first of a three-game set against the Giants yesterday, 5-3. Ronaldo Lopez worked 4.1 innings, surrendering a pair of earned runs, while San Francisco rookie Hayden Birdsong earned the win. Former Brave Jorge Soler recorded one of the three Giants home runs, while the Braves generated just six hits on the night. Atlanta is now 46-37, 9 games back of Philadelphia. The Charlotte Hornets all-time points leader Kemba Walker announced his retirement from the game in a social media post yesterday. Walker won a national championship at UConn and was a four-time All-Star after being drafted 9th overall by Charlotte in 2011. Hey, tune in this afternoon, 3 to 7 p.m. for a brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, a lot of fun. Wire to Wire.